We are in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Simen Kuf Lamed Hei. We are up to Sivvov. Im Nichnas HaKohen LeBeis HaKnesses, Acher Shehischol HaYisrael LeVorech Birkas HaTorah. A Kohen walks into Shul after a Yisrael already started to make a bracha. What happened was, they looked around for a Kohen, they couldn't call up a Kohen, they said Ein Kan Kohen, they called up Yisrael, the Yisrael starts making the bracha, and then the Kohen steps in. Eino posik. The halacha is that the Yisrael does not stop. He's not mafsik his bracha in the middle of it. Aval baruch hu lo hevi haschala. Whereas if all he said was baruch hu, he didn't say baruch atah Hashem of the bracha of Birkas HaTorah yet, the halacha is that that's not considered a haschala, and the Kohen would therefore take over instead. And then what do you do? The omen Yisrael Bateva, the Yisrael stands there by the bima, Achi Ashlimu Kohen Velevi, until the Kohen and Levi finish, Va'ozikra, and then he's going to lay. Now, why would we not, first of all, why is it that we have him stand there? Because of his bizayin. It's a bizayin to Yisrael, they call him up, and now we're chasing him away. So in order not to embarrass him, we have him stay there. The Kohen, if the Yisrael did not, they only said Baruch Hu and did not start the bracha, so the Kohen says the bracha, but he also says Baruch Hu. That means there's no Baruch Hu Levatola here because everyone answers Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hu. So even though the first one already said Baruch Hu, the Kohen would say Baruch Hu too. So again, the Kohen walks in, the Yisrael has only said Baruch Hu, the Kohen gets up, says Baruch Hu, and the Yisrael stands there and waits till he can get the third Aliyah. Whereas if he's already started the bracha, then the Yisrael gets the Aliyah and not the Kohen. Now, what happens if they did that? And in the case where they called up a Yisrael because the Kohen walked in afterwards, they should not call a Kohen off after that because of the halacha of the pagam of the Kohen. They'll think that the Kohen is not a Kohen. Why else are they calling him up after a Yisrael? Now further, in the case where the Yisrael ended up getting the first Aliyah, that was a valid Aliyah. It counts for the Shiva Kruim or the Shlosha Kruim, depending on the day. Now we go further. In Kohen bebeis haKnesses, says the Machaber, what if there just is no Kohen in Shul? Kori Yisrael b'makom Kohen, a Yisrael gets the first Aliyah instead. V'lo yala achrav Levi, and we do not call a Levi up after him. The reason being, because if they'll call up a Levi, people are going to think that the first one is a Kohen. Now, even though you say b'mkom Kohen, we said that beferish, we're afraid that there are people that will come in later that missed when you said b'mkom Kohen, and they'll think that the first one's a Kohen, which is why we're following him with a Levi. Hagol, avol rishon yuchal lalos. The halacha is that a Levi cannot come, the Levi should not come after Yisrael, but there's no reason why a Levi could not have the first Aliyah if there is no Kohen. So if there's no Kohen, you can call up a Levi or a Yisrael. Ukshekorin also omrim b'mkom Kohen shelo yito lo moshezeo Kohen. Whoever gets the first Aliyah other than a Kohen, you have to say b'mkom Kohen, everybody should know that he's not a Kohen. Now, whom should they call up? If there's a Levi there, are they better off calling up a Levi or a Yisrael? Does it make a difference? So we paskin that if the Yisrael is more chashav than the Levi, it's better to call up the Yisrael for the first Aliyah if there is no Kohen than to call up the Levi. Whereas if there is a Kohen, even though the Yisraelim around are more chashav, the Kohen gets the first Aliyah and the Levi gets the second Aliyah. Siv Zayin. Im hayu Kohen v'Levi b'veis haKnesses. The Korah HaKohen, the Sover Shein Shom Levi, the Hischil of Aruch Birkas HaTorah Sheinis, Ein Mafsikon Oso. Now, here the Machaber is telling us a halacha based on a halacha that he hasn't told us yet. We are soon going to learn that if there's no Levi, there are Kohenim in Shul, Yisraelim in Shul, but no Levi. The halacha is that the Kohen gets the first two Aliyahs. The same Kohen gets the first two Aliyahs. What happens then if, in a similar situation to the previously one, to the previous one, a Kohen was called up, no one knew there was a Levi, they had the Kohen now make brachas for his second Aliyah, and then they realize there's a Levi there. So it depends. If the Kohen already started Baruch HaTah Hashem, the halacha will be that the Levi does not get an Aliyah, and the Kohen will just get the second Aliyah. Whereas, if he has not yet said Baruch HaTah Hashem, he only said Baruch Hu, then you can still call up the Levi instead of giving the Kohen the second Aliyah. And here too, Baruch Hu doesn't count for a Haschalah. Sifches, imein Levi beveis haKnesses. This is the halacha that the Mechaber was referring to till now, before. If there's no Levi in Shul, Kohen Shakara Rishon Mevarach Shenis b'makom Levi, the Kohen that had the first Aliyah now lanes the second one. Avolo Kohen Acher. But you wouldn't call up one Kohen and then a second Kohen, for the second Kohen is going to take the place of a Levi. Kedei Shelo Yomu Sharishon Pogum. They shouldn't think that the first one is Pogum, and that's why they have to call up. That's why they have to call up a second person, a second Kohen in his place to make up for his lack of Kahuna. Now, how about calling up a Yisrael? If you had a Kohen, there's no Levi. Call up a Yisrael. Why do we have to give the Kohen to Aliyahs? The answer is because we're afraid that there'll be those who are going to say, well, if you're calling up Yisrael for the second Aliyah, it must be that the first one wasn't the Kohen either. So they'll think that the first one wasn't the Kohen. Or they're going to think that the Yisrael is a Levi. This way it'll be clear to everybody that there is no Levi and they're calling up another Kohen. Now, similarly, not another Kohen, but the same Kohen. On a Tainus, what happens if you have Kohen Levi Yisrael? There's only one Levi and he's not fasting. So there too, you should not call a Yisrael in his place, but we give the Kohen the first two aliyahs. Siftes, v'chein lo yalu shnei levim zeh achar zeh, k'dei shelo yomru she'echad mehem pogum. We also don't give two levim an aliyah one after another, so that people shouldn't say that he is pogum. Now who is not, who? What levi is pogum? What is a psule leviyah? And that is that the father married a mamzeres or an asina, in which case the levi doesn't have a shame levi. A mamzer from a levi is considered a yisrael, so he would lose his shame levi. So people are going to say that he's not really a levi. That is why after calling up a levi, you can only call up a yisrael and not a second levi.